It's Phoenix FM with Bob Simpson on 1-2-3, and now I'm pleased to welcome my guest Carol Finney to the studio. Hello, Carol.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Nice to meet you. I'll just introduce you.
Thank you.
Carol Finney is a therapist from CBT Services Brentwood. Now, they offer cognitive behavioural therapy throughout Essex and London. CBT deals with a wide range of conditions and problems, including stress, depression, anxiety, pain management, and bereavement. Today, however, Carol is here to talk about a fundraising event in support of Alzheimer's disease. Now, we will be having a regular date, you and I, won't we, on Phoenix FM?
We will, yes.
Carol will be in on a monthly basis to talk more about the kind of job that you do and all the issues connected with, stress, depression, anxiety, all that kind of thing. We'll talk about Saturday's event where you're fundraising in a moment. But first, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and the services you offer?
Yes, certainly. Well, I live in Brentwood. I've been practicing cognitive behaviour therapy for about 10 years now, but my background was originally I did mental health and learning disability nursing. The things that I do with CBT are, as you said, working with depression and PTSD and trauma and social phobias.
Right, okay. Right. Does CBT work for everyone?
I think for most people it does, but I would say it depends what you're looking for in therapy.
Right.
CBT is a talking therapy. You do have to be quite motivated, and it's very goal-focused.
Okay.
It doesn't tend to deal with things that have happened maybe in the past in your childhood, although it can do. But a good CBT therapist, when they do the assessment, will offer you guidance, maybe what is the best therapy for you.
Right. It's more about a way of changing your thinking, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's looking at your thoughts and not necessarily accepting that the thoughts are true, but sort of judging what is there maybe an alternative way to look at that.
Yes, yeah, okay. Well, it's a subject I'm really interested in. I'm tempted to start asking you questions about it all, but we'll save that for next month, because today we're here to talk about what you're doing on Saturday. Now, you'll be in Argos in the High Street in Brentwood. Can you tell us why?
Yes, certainly. I suppose, first of all, I want to say I don't represent Argos or the Alzheimer's disease, but Alzheimer's memory impairment generally is a subject I care passionately about.
Right.
Alzheimer's disease has been chosen by Argos for their 13th and 14th year, their charity.
Right.
And most stores, my understanding is, in Britain are going to have people representing Alzheimer's disease, but also very helpful staff in Argos will be helping too.
Excellent, excellent. So how did you get involved in this fundraising?
Well, I've always been interested in elderly people because I've worked with them for about 12 years. And I decided I want to really do some volunteer work with Alzheimer's disease. Always looking for volunteers. And at the moment, I can't manage it. So I thought I'd phone up and see what they were doing.
Right.
And I noticed this and they asked me, could I help? And volunteer without hesitation.
Fabulous, yep. Fabulous. Now, it's a huge subject, of course, and I think probably most of us have an idea of what Alzheimer's disease is, but can you give us an overview what its causes are and its effects?
Yeah. Well, very briefly, it's one of the most common types of dementia or memory impairment we'd see, and it's really a group of symptoms, and the main ones are memory loss, difficulty with planning and problem solving, and also difficulty with language. Sometimes people may have difficulty with their mood and that maybe they're angry, irritable, sad.
Right.
And also maybe their behaviour might be sometimes seem inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's not really, it's not a necessarily part of ageing, actually, although it's actually a disease of the brain. And I think we have to be mindful it's not just a disease of older people.
Right, okay, yes, yeah. And of course, it has a great effect on those around the sufferer, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
The carers and, relations.
Yes.
The kind of behaviour that people who are suffering with Alzheimer's is very difficult to deal with.
Well, I think it's really important that we do remember the carers. And if we look how common Alzheimer's disease is, it's between the ages of 40 and 64, is one people in 1,000. 65 to 69, about 1 in 100. So it's phenomenally common there.
Yeah.
Between 70 and 79, about 1 in 25.
Really?
And as we get older, 80 plus, it's 1 in 6.
Right.
So generally, it's 800,000 people in the UK okay. in 2012 had Alzheimer's, had memory impairment.
Yes, it's huge, really, isn't it? Now, there are a lot of theories about the causes of Alzheimer's, and they seem to change. Really knows,
no,
do they?
No, that's true.
But the current theory, or some of the current theories... are people with diabetes, I believe.
Yes, that's right. People with diabetes, people who are inactive, smokers, people possibly with heart problems,
right.
Not necessarily good diets, are these things that we have to be aware of.
Right, and also low educational attainment. That's a bit of a strange one,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, I saw that, and I thought that was very unfortunate, but I did read that in the research.
Yeah, okay. So, so tomorrow you're raising money in Argos. What's actually happening in the store?
My understanding is they're actually going to be handing out a new catalogue,
right.
which coincides with this, this charity benefit.
Right.
So people, we've got T-shirts we have to wear, so we'll be easily recognised. My understanding, we'll have receptacles that you can put money in, and also you will get stickers as a sign that you've donated.
Brilliant, excellent. So all you really want people to do is to go to Argos and get their new catalogue and stick something in the bin.
Absolutely.
Really?
Get down there and bring your money.
Well, brilliant. Well, let's hope it's a roaring success. Thank you very much, Carol.
Right.
And I look forward to seeing you next month when I think we're going to be talking about anxiety and depression in the young. I think that's a very important subject to talk about. It seems to be on the increase, and look forward to talking
absolutely
to you
right.
then.
Thank you. Look forward to that. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.